Greetings, salutations, and welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast episode number 36, which is brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. We also host the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and this conversation that we're getting ready to have with Mallory Heinen, the Diocesan Coordinator of Totus Tuus, can be heard on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We'll visit with Mallory about this summer's Totus Tuus and why your kids need to go to Totus Tuus, plus the locations of where you can send your kids to Totus Tuus this summer. We'll also get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news as well. But first, if you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted and always look to build in our church, our world, and our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo, or Cap'n, but sometimes they should be, like this one. We need some rain, folks. Boy, do we need some rain. Please pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. We need some moisture in this parched portion of Christ's vineyard, so please pray for much-needed rain. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the disturbed, and the discerning. Continue to pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life and for our two great seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego. Find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org. Amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop online for everything and anything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thanks, folks. We appreciate all that you do for us. Hey, we're getting ready for a runoff election. Tuesday, May 26, early voting will begin on Monday, May 18th, go till Friday, May 22nd. Get out and vote. As Catholics, we have a moral obligation to vote in elections. That means all elections, not just the ones you want to vote in. So get to the polls and vote, please. Keep up with all the latest diocesan news, amarillodiocese.org, westtexascatholic.org, and there's more plenty under the West Texas Catholic News header when you go to amarillodiocese.org. Like us on Facebook, Amarillo Diocese, plenty of posts up there for you as well. The next issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, the graduation issue dated Sunday, May 17th, and we want to congratulate all 444 Catholic seniors represented in the graduation issue. The next issue after that will be the Father's Day issue, which will be dated Sunday, June the 20th. The podcast, where can you find it? Thanks for asking. AmarilloDiocese.org/podcast or stcapn.com. And don't forget to keep up with this program and our other fantastic offerings on our podcasting network on Spotify, Amazon Music, and he's waiting for me to say Apple byproducts again, like I did a couple of weeks ago and we edited that out. Apple Podcast. Sorry to disappoint you there, David. Email address, stcapn@dioama.org. Our next podcast will be dropping on Friday, May 22nd. We've got a few guests already in mind for the summer. We'll tell you more about that as we get ever closer. And importantly, also, thank you for the privilege of your time. Our guest on episode 36 of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, is the lovely Mallory Heinen. She is the Diocesan Coordinator of Totus Tuus, which kicks off here in just a couple of weeks throughout the Diocese of Amarillo for the entire summer. A native of Canyon, correct? Yes. St. Anne's Church is your home parish. Canyon High School graduate. We won't hold that against her. Just kidding. How did you get involved with Totus Tuus?
So TOTUS Tuus came to the diocese in 2016. I had just graduated high school, and I attended the program as a helper during the day and then as a youth in the evening. And then I went and attended WT, and actually one of the former missionaries was in my class, in one of my classes, and she reached out when it was time to find missionaries and asked if I would apply. So I did, and they picked me, I guess, and so here I am.
And the rest is history. So you've been in basically every facet of TOTUS Tuus, whether it be as a student, a helper, a missionary, and now the director of this. Mm-hmm. Can we say you've come full circle?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's a good way of putting it. We have two teams that are going to be making their way around the diocese starting on May the 30th, which is a Saturday. And they're going to be visiting a number of parishes in the next couple of months. In fact, it'll wind up with these two teams both being in Perryton. Mm-hmm. July 18th through 24th. Let's talk about the locations of where they're going to be.
Yeah. So first, they'll start off at St. Mary's for their first week, and then they'll go to St. John's in Borger, St. Anthony's in Dalhart, St. Anthony's in Hereford, Sacred Heart in Spearman, Holy Family in Nazareth, St. Anne's in Canyon, San Jose in Hereford, St. Peter and Paul in Dumas, and then they'll end at Immaculate Conception in Perryton.
And let's point out that that St. Mary's is St. Mary's Cathedral.
Right? Yes, St. Mary's Cathedral.
We got to make sure that we point that out there. What have you gotten out of being a TOTUS Tuus missionary, as a student, as a helper, and now as the coordinator? What has this brought out for you?
I've honestly gained more than I could have ever imagined when I first said yes to TOTUS Tuus. I gained a beautiful friendship community. And then I also gained my husband. He was my teammate my second summer. And then I've been blessed to come back in to help TOTUS Tuus, and I kind of thought, like, oh, the program's done with me. Like, I'm not going to gain anything else from it. But last summer, again, Christ made himself present to me in a way that I had never encountered him before.
What I'm looking forward to down the road are the kids whose parents were missionaries of TOTUS Tuus, and they go to TOTUS Tuus.
When my first daughter was born, we always joked, oh, I can't even think of the year, maybe like 2036 or something, our daughter will be a missionary. But yeah, I mean, that is kind of the goal, is that kids go through the program, and then when it's their turn, they want to be a missionary.
And when we talk ages, how old are we talking about here, the youngest that can go to TOTUS Tuus?
If they're entering first grade, they can come to TOTUS Tuus. So they've just finished kindergarten and are entering first grade, they can come.
And then we're looking, what, juniors, seniors of high school age in the next school year?
Yeah, we encourage, I mean, even seniors that just graduated in 2026 are graduating. We encourage them to come and to be a part of the program as well.
Let's talk about the missionaries for just a minute. You've been a missionary. Now you're coordinating this program. What are you looking for when you are wanting missionaries for TOTUS Tuus?
Yeah, really, I feel like there's two big things that I look for. They need to be a practicing Catholic, and then they need to have just an open heart and an open mind to do whatever the Lord is calling them to do. There's not really like a description that every missionary has to fit in. All the people that I served on both of my summers were all very different. And so just kind of those two things are the main thing that we look for in a missionary, and just being willing to like give up their time and be a witness to Christ present in the world.
It's a huge commitment for an entire summer to do this. You were a student once upon a time, a helper with all this, and you were a missionary. So when you were a missionary, let's start there. What was the most fun you had during TOTUS Tuus as a missionary, Mallory?
Honestly, probably the best part about being a missionary was the team aspect of it. I mean, you're with the same three people for 7 weeks. So you either become really good friends or you just kind of tolerate each other. But luckily, I was very blessed to become really good friends with all of my teammates, and kind of just the times that we got to spend together, or thinking about the day, what had all happened maybe in the morning, all the times we made mistakes or like did something that was kind of goofy. And then just coming together to learn about each other and to build friendship, and then to continue to foster the relationships after the summer, and to strive and to push each other to strive for holiness and to continue doing that after the summer was over.
As a student, what was the most fun aspect of TOTUS Tuus?
I think the most fun, and something that I like still really remember, is seeing young people that like cared about their faith, that were about to be where I was. I had just graduated high school, so I was about to go off to college, and all the missionaries were in college, and they had chosen to give up their summer and to spend time with us. And it was fun to see them be kind of goofy and silly during the day program and then come to the evening program and kind of switch gears and be able to reach out and to connect with the youth. I thought was really cool.
Mallory Heinen is our guest here on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by CAP and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. We're talking about Totus Tuus. The program continues this summer in the Diocese of Amarillo, and it will begin on Saturday, May 30th at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. Two teams this year, the traditional team of two men, two mm-hmm. women, and one team of all women. And we had an all-women's group last year, and I thought they did a fantastic job. Couple of minutes that I spent with them last year.
Yeah, I think we had great feedback from the parish. Actually, kind of talking with the missionaries after the summer, I think it went better than they even imagined. They were a little bit worried about reaching the male population, but they said they had a lot of young men that trusted them and opened up and let them become friends with them. And I think that was really, really beautiful and a really important aspect of the summer of having a team of all women. But I think they did a great job, and it wasn't anything we did, but the Lord provided four great women to serve for us, and they did a beautiful job.
All right, now the question everybody's wanting an answer to, why should I send my kids to Totus Tuus when it comes to my parish this summer in the Diocese of Amarillo?
Yeah, the main thing is Totus Tuus is a completely Catholic program. You know, we can have our vacation Bible schools and we can make them as Catholic as we want, but Totus Tuus was started by a seminarian in the Diocese of Wichita, and so it's completely Catholic, but it's also fun. Our first through sixth graders will go to daily Mass every day. This year, we're going to be teaching about the Ten Commandments, and so we find ways to make that fun, and we also teach about the mysteries of the Rosary, so this year, we'll be teaching about the Luminous Mysteries, but it's a really good balance of learning and having a lot of fun, and I think probably mostly what the kids, especially during the daytime, remember is the fun that they had at Totus Tuus. Maybe not necessarily everything they learned, but that it was fun to be in a Catholic setting and to go to Mass, but then to also be around the missionaries and for them to be kind of silly and goofy. And then I think especially for the evening program, which is our 7th through 12th grade, I think it's really important that the parents are encouraging their children to go, because that we've kind of taken a little bit of a different approach, and we're trying to make it very relational, where the missionaries are just kind of sharing their experience and how they continue to find Christ present and to just build relationship with the kids. So a lot of times what happens is we have a lot of WT students, and then eventually the students that have gone through Totus Tuus go to WT and they already have a friend, somebody that they know because they've interacted with these missionaries in Totus Tuus.
One of these years, you're going to have a Totus Tuus alumni reunion or something, or have some of the alumni come back for maybe a week or two to help out. You know,
we've been thinking about it, because actually this year will be 10 years that the diocese has had Totus Tuus. So we'd like to do some kind of event that will bring all the missionaries back together, but also the parishes and the people that have also been touched and affected by Totus Tuus.
And if you do bring an alumni group together, please let us know. We'll be happy to get the word out.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask the most important question. How much does it cost to send your kid to Totus Tuus?
That's kind of parish to parish. A lot of parishes, it's free. Some parishes do ask that you pay a little bit, because they'll provide lunch sometimes for the kids. Sometimes kids need to bring their own lunch, but sometimes parishes will provide lunch. And then sometimes it is just to cover the cost of what it costs to bring a Totus Tuus team in to the parish.
Where do you see Totus Tuus in the next 5-10 years here in the Diocese of Amarillo, Mallory Heinen?
I'd love to see it still here. I have a little bit of hesitation with that, just with the difficulty we have in finding missionaries, especially to have traditional teams, which is what Totus Tuus is based upon. But I hope that we'll, over the years, as we continue to kind of bring it back a little bit, we had a year where we didn't have Totus Tuus, so we're kind of rebuilding. I hope kind of in the future that it's the missionaries encouraging other people, past missionaries encouraging other people to come and to be a missionary themselves.
Totus Tuus begins in the Diocese of Amarillo Saturday, May 30th at St. Mary's Cathedral. The entire list of all the parishes that Totus Tuus will be at throughout the next couple of weeks, you can find it at amarillodiocese.org, the article in the latest issue of the West Texas Catholic. She is the diocesan coordinator of Totus Tuus here in the Diocese of Amarillo. She's Mallory Heinen. And we'll give you the last word in the conversation. Is there anything we forgot to ask you about, or anything else that you'd like to bring up? Here's your opportunity.
Yeah, I'd love to talk a little bit about the pillars of Totus Tuus, which is kind of what we just encourage and our missionaries kind of base their summer around. But the first one is devotion to the Eucharist, devotion to Mary, vocational discernment, teaching, and then fun. So the first two, I think, they're the first two for the main reason. Our missionaries will attend daily Mass every day. And then we also ask that they pray a rosary every day. And the name Totus Tuus comes from the motto of St. John Paul II, which is Totus Tuus Maria, which means totally yours, Mary. So we ask that the missionaries give themselves completely to Mary and allow her to take their requests to Christ and for him to multiply their gifts. And then a big part of why I think it was brought into our diocese is vocational discernment. And that can look like for all vocations, marriage, priesthood, religious life. Right now, 50% of our seminarians are a product of Totus Tuus. Totus Tuus played a big part in their vocational discernment. We've had lots of missionaries that have come and have gotten married. I actually met my husband while we were on the same Totus Tuus team. That's how we met. And then we have some that have recently shared that they're discerning religious life. And so vocational discernment is a really big part. And we have great priests throughout our diocese that are helping to kind of form the missionaries and giving them tools and help that they need to really discern what they're called to. And then teaching is a big part of Totus Tuus because we send our missionaries out and we ask them to teach the children and the youth of our parish. But the best way to learn is by teaching. And so our missionaries are also learning a lot as they're going throughout the parish. And then the last one is fun. And if you've ever been to Totus Tuus or been around Totus Tuus, it's just fun. And I think it's really good to pair like Christianity Catholic with fun because they go hand in hand. And so our pillars, I think, really kind of round out and just make up a beautiful program that our diocese is really fortunate to have.
Let's get you up to date with a few pieces of diocesan news. Let's talk about our podcast first off. The second season of Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle continues. We drop a new episode Monday mornings at 7 o'clock. Kick off your work week correctly with 5 minutes of faith hosted by Joshua Correa of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo. Also, check out The Introverted Apostle with Roman Asbill and David Wilson, two wannabe introverts. I think those guys are more extroverts, but that's just my opinion. Don't forget to keep up with this program and our other offerings on our podcasting network, and a reminder that all of our fantastic Cap'n products are now available on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. Confirmation Mass is continuing this spring, being done by Deanery. All the Masses, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, on Saturday mornings at 10:30 through the month of May. And these celebrations, as I mentioned, will conclude on Saturday, May the 30th. Blessed Sacrament Church, 2500 South Bolton here in Amarillo, hosting the first of three diocesan mini-youth rallies. That will be Saturday, May 23rd for the Central Deanery. Rally starts at 1:30 p.m. No cost for the rally. Registration, though, is required. Find out more by calling Oscar Guzman at the Diocesan Youth Office, 806-383-2243, extension 118. Volunteers needed at BSA Hospital as communion ministers. There's not much commitment required, but training is provided. Elma Fletcher has all the answers to your questions, 806-206-4496. And another reminder upon the other reminders that we've given you, please save Saturday, August 22nd on your calendars, the Diocese of Amarillo celebrating 100 years with a massive Thanksgiving that morning, 10 o'clock, St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. Much more on that coming very, very soon. Hey, if you have comments, suggestions, maybe you'd like to help underwrite the cost of CAP, and maybe you have a great guest idea for this or any of our other programs, let us know. Our email address, stcapn@dioama.org. And don't forget to fill out the form at stcapn.com. See, we want to hear from you and make this podcast and our podcast network even better. One last reminder, keep up with this program and all our other offerings on our podcasting network. They're now available on Spotify, Amazon Music, and Apple Podcast. That does it. Have yourselves a fantastic week. Remember, abortion is not and never will be healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey.